www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman. Created,
creation, whatever form or shape it may take, whether it is something insignificant, whether it is something magnanimous, huge, regardless of what shape or form it may appear to take, makhluk, whether it is a grain of sand, whether it is the desert, whether it is a pebble or stone, or whether it is the mountain, whether it is a droplet of water, or whether it is the ocean, whether it is a wisp of air, or whether it is a raging tornado, makhluk, created entity, Quran's indelible decision, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. That which is created, ma siwa Allah, besides Allah, cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot live, cannot die, cannot be resurrected except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. For it to pass through the various stages of its development, it is dependent on Allah. For its development to reach perfection or culmination, it is dependent on Allah. Once it has reached its perfection, for it to carry out any function or task, either of benefit or harm, it is dependent on Allah. And for its existence to terminate, it is dependent on Allah. Nothing comes into existence of its own accord, nothing remains in existence of its own accord, and the existence of no entity is terminated of its own accord. Malik is Allah, Khalik is Allah, Rabb is Allah. Allah introduces himself, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. All praise is due to Allah who is Rabb. What is this term Rabb? Normally we translate sustainer, nourisher, provider. Rabbul Alamin, what is Rabb? One Mufassir explains it like this, that Zad Rabbim that brings you from a state of non-existence into existence. And thereafter takes you through the various stages of your development. Prior to each stage is aware and conscious of what your need and requirement is and fulfills that. Thereafter he takes you to culmination and perfection, fulfills every need of yours, that is your Rabb. And Allah is not just Rabb of insan, Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Rabb of every alam. This puny human intellect can never ever do justice to describing the greatness of Allah. That personality, Wahab bin Munabba, rahimahullah, says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْتِي جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَمْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَانِ الدُّنْيَا. He says, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aqal and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. Despite having that aqal and intelligence, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsi. And oh Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. Look at the manner in which Allah makes his own praise in the Quran. Sabbaha lillah. Sabbaha lillah. Ma fis samawati wal ard. Wa huwa al-azizul hakeem. Lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Yuhyi wa yumeet. Wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadeer. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. سبح لله. Allah says, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is in the sphere of Allah. Glorifying Allah, praising Allah, سُبُّحٌ قُدُّوسٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ. Different manner. different forms, hymning, the praises, the ta'reef, the hamd of Allah, every entity that exists. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحًا. Find in the Arabic language when these two words come together in one sentence, in and illa, im min shay illa, then it creates a meaning from which there is total complete inclusion of every entity. There is no exception. Wa im min shay, Allah says, every shay, every entity that exists, يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ, is praising Allah. He's making the tasbih of Allah. How vast is the creation of Allah? سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, everything in the heavens, everything in the earth. Can we count the creation of Allah? Can we ponder and reflect? Even, like I said, this intellect is so minimal. Sometimes Qurbani time, Idul Adha, when you slaughter a sheep, if you look at the sheep brain, sometimes they make curry out of it, call it beja curry. Tell the little children that it's sheep brain curry, they don't want to look at it. Don't tell them what it is very mazedar, very tasty. The sheep brain, human brain looks similar. Piece of flesh, yet 100 billion cells interconnected. In a piece of flesh, how is it that Allah brings about memory, compassion, generosity, consciousness, desire, the ability to have feelings, emotions, memory in a piece of flesh? Where did it originate from? Where is all this happening? What does Quran tell us? Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Is the lighting good? Is the circumstance or the conditions controlled? Is it conducive? Fi dhulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. Three layers of darkness, Allah exhibits His qudrat, Allah exhibits His power. Ulama say that if you look at Quran, very clearly one message comes across. The extent of detail that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affords to the takhliq and creation of this insan. Very few other entities in the Quran, so much of detail is afforded to the description of its creation. Why? Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created this human being in the best of forms. The paragon of Allah's creation. Such detail, الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَى قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنْسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Such detail, we cannot even comprehend it. Look at the manner in which Allah introduces the creation of this insan. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. O insan, O human being, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Your dhikr didn't take place. You didn't exist. You were a non-entity. No one spoke about you. You were a non-entity. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. From what? مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. From a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقٍ. From a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, مِمَّا إِنْ مَهِينٍ. From a drop of worthless fluid. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. Allah says, we created you from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay, you were made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Where? Where? Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Fi zulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. What at one time was one cell, one cell. If you don't understand what is the size of a cell, you can't see it with the naked eye. Take a centimeter, and divide it into 100 million parts. This will give you an idea what is the size of one cell. Inside that cell is the DNA of the cell. That is 1 millionth the size of the cell. The DNA is made up of 3.5 billion what they call nucleotides. 3.5 billion characteristics. So much of information in such a tiny space Allah has kept, that if you have to record the information that is contained in the DNA, you would need 500 encyclopedias, each one 900 pages long. One cell. This human being is a composition of 100 trillion cells. 100 trillion cells. Yet if the DNA of all 100 trillion cells are put together, it will fit in one ice cube. If it is opened up, it will form a rope from this masjid in Toronto right up to the sun, around the sun, and come back 400 times. 80 billion miles long is the DNA of one human being. لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, you didn't exist, no one made your zikr, we brought you into existence. One cell, that seminal fluid, or that sperm cell, is not only one. They say there are 200 to 300 million sperm cells. 200 to 300 million sperm cells. On the one side is the sperm, on the other side is the egg in the fallopian tube. The journey begins. From the 200 to 300 million, most will die on the way. About 1,000 will reach the destination. On that egg, there are 60,000 different codes. Amongst these sperm cells, there is only one that has the matching 60,000 different codes. When the sperm cell reaches the egg, the process of matching occurs. If 60,000 codes do not match, rejected, 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 rejected. Where is this going on? No. As you mentioned earlier, where is it going on? Is it a laboratory? Is there sufficient lighting? Three layers of darkness, not in a controlled circumstance. That task and function is carried out, that if you had a team of zoology experts and genetic scientists, it will take them 2.5 to 3 years to do what occurs in the space of 2.5 to 3 hours in the womb of the mother. Finally, when that one matching cell is found, then too there is an infinitesimal pause. If the command comes, مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق, creation must occur, then only gemination takes place. Even if the match is found, but if from above the command comes, غَيْرُ مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق must not take place, then even that one is rejected. مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق must take place, gemination occurs, what is the first thing that is created? What is the first thing that Allah creates is the heart of this human being. That is why they said that the heart is older than the rest of the body. The heart is the first thing that is created. Why? On occasion, Bani Israel, they said to Musa alayhi salam, where is Allah? Where is Allah's house? We'd like to wash Allah's house, sweep Allah's house, show Allah our love for Him. Musa alayhi salam was Jalani Mizaj. He had a hot temperament, he got upset. So what's wrong with you people? Why you talk things like this? Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam. Oh Musa, tell them that if they want to find me, they will find me in the heart of a mu'min. This heart has to become the arsh of Allah. This heart has to become the mazhara, the display of the love and the ta'alluq of Allah. First thing that is created is the heart. 120 days later, the angel is sent with the ruh and with the soul of this human being. They came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let the incident not go into the details. Yas'alunaka anil ruh. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us about the ruh. Tell us about the soul of insan. Jibreel is sent with the response, Qulil ruhu min amri rabbi. Qulil ruhu min amri rabbi. Wa ma utitum min al-ilmi illa qadeera. Tell them that the ruh is from the amr of my Allah. The soul of insan is from the amr of my Allah. Someone is seeing, we say he's seeing with his eyes. He's hearing, we say he's hearing with his ears. He's grasping, we say he's grasping with his hands. He's walking, we say he's walking with his feet. Something occurs, his mort takes place, he dies. The dead corpse is lying there. The eyes are there, but he cannot see. The ears are there, but he cannot hear. The hands are there, but he cannot grasp. The feet are there, but he cannot walk. We used to say he was seeing with his eyes. He was hearing with his ears. He was grasping with his hands. He was walking with his feet. These limbs are there, yet he is unable to carry out these tasks. Why? Qulir ruhu min amri rabbi. Tell them that the ruh and the soul of insan is from the amr of my Allah. He wasn't seeing with his eyes, he was seeing because Allah's amr and order was there for him to see. He was not hearing with his ears, he was hearing because Allah's amr was there for him to hear. He was not grasping with his hands, he was grasping because Allah's amr and command was there for him to grasp. He was not walking with his feet, he was walking because it was the amr and the order of Allah for him to walk. This yaqeen, this conviction, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first fundamental basic effort which every Nabi of Allah came with was to instill this complete total conviction and yaqeen and understanding that nothing in the heavens and the earth happens without the permission of Allah. Nothing lives, nothing dies, nothing advances, nothing declines, nothing rises up, nothing comes down. إِلَّا اللَّهِ except with the permission of Allah. Only one Allah is doing. That message which Quran reiterates over and over and over again. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. That which Quran again and again sounds out, it is only Allah, it is only Allah, it is only Allah. لا إله إلا الله. From the earth to the arsh of Allah, everything that exists, whatever shape, whatever form it may take, outwardly the perception and understanding, something is benefiting, something is harming. Something will give me a benefit, I will increase through it. Something is a potential threat to me, I will be harmed by it. Whatever, in whichever direction, Iman starts from this, Kalima starts from this, Allah begins His Kitab like this, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book, in it there is no doubt. Hudan lil muttaqin. It is hidayat for the people of taqwa. Where does hidayat start? Where does taqwa start? Where does iman start? Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. First letter arsh tak, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, every entity that exists. As you were mentioning earlier, what is the vastness of Allah's creation? He said 1 cubic centimeter. 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than the number of human beings on the surface of the earth. 6 billion makhlukat Allah has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the ocean. One creation of Allah, spiders. They say there are 10,000 different species of spiders. There is one spider that lives in the water. Half its web is underneath the water, half its web is above the water. Wow. The half of the web that is underneath the water is waterproof. The heart that is above collects the oxygen to transmit it to the section that is underneath the water. One creation of Allah, one insect, it spins its web. The strongest substance known to man is steel. That tiny insect, that spider, 10,000 different species, where does the intelligence come? That web of the spider, it is said that if you take steel of a similar width and compare it to the web of the spider, the web of the spider is 4,000 times stronger than steel.
Allah.
Tiny creation of Allah. Where does the intelligence come from? رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah says in the Quran, Allah is that Rabb that has created everything, and given everything the necessary knowledge for it to carry out its functional task. Ants, what is the size of an ant? Ant can only see 1 centimeter in front. Can't see beyond that. Limited eyesight, yet, sometimes use our logic, observe. Allah invites us, look around you, see the creation of Allah. How is it that ants form a straight line? With limited eyesight, hundreds, thousands of ants, yet absolutely straight line. The jungles of Africa, they build their homes, one ant colony, 1 million ants get together, plus minus. When that colony is built, Hisna Haseen, beautiful fortress, a living invitation to understand the qudrat of Allah, this tiny creation of Allah. Tiny creation of Allah works together. When it builds its home, it takes cognizance of which season it is. Takes cognizance of where the sun rises from, where the sun sets from. Takes cognizance of the movement of the wind, ventilation system, sewage disposal system. Tiny creation of Allah. Youngsters go to the gym, they pump steroids, building up muscles. You weigh 100 kilos, how much can you lift? 100 kilos? That tiny ant can lift 50 times its body weight. 50 times his body weight. Such intelligence Allah gives in that tiny creation. It is said in the nervous system. If the nervous system of 100 million ants is put together, it will weigh 20 grams. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah is that Rabb that has created everything and given every creation the necessary knowledge for it to carry out its functional task. From the earth to the arsh of Allah, multitudes of creation. How many creation of Allah are there? Malaika, the angels of Allah. Janabi Rasulullah said, Attatis sama, wa hukka laha anta it, ma fiha mawdi'u arba'i asabi' illa wa fiha malakun wadi'un jabhatahu sajidan lillah. He said, the sky creaked and groaned. The sky creaked and groaned. Couldn't take the weight. Look at the expression found in the riwayat. وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَنْ تَعِذْ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَنْ تَعِذْ. Why should it not be so? What is surprising that the sky creaked and groaned? When you will not find the space of four fingers. You will not find the space of four fingers. Except there is one angel making sajda before Allah. How many malaika did Allah create? He said the Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the malaika, if you draw a straight line up from our Kaaba, in Makkah Mukarramah, it will strike the Baytul Ma'mur in the seventh heaven. Every day, 70,000 malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. The creation of malaika supersedes the creation of the heavens and the earth. What is the age of this universe? Allah knows best, but scientists estimate that the age of this universe is 13.4 billion years. Every day 70,000 malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. If you have to accept this figure, 13.4 billion years, it means for the last 13.4 billion years, every day 70,000 malaika are making tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. This will carry on till Qiyamah. One angel will not get a second opportunity. How many angels is Allah created? Insects, worms, germs, animals, birds, fish, ocean, creation of the lands, creation in the oceans, creation in the heavens. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. This puny intellect can never ever imagine the vastness of Allah's creation. Can never ever do justice to comprehending the vastness of Allah. Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Kibriyai, Allah's Jalal. One angel of Allah, one creation of Allah, angel. Qurtubi Rahimullah mentions the riwayat that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Ghar Hira, in the cave of Hira. Jibreel presented himself. How many times did Jibreel come? Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Various Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Sometimes in the life of a Nabi, Jibreel came 10 times to him. Sometimes 15 times, sometimes 3 times, sometimes 100 times. Some Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, in their entire life, Jibreel did not even come once. Ulama mentioned that Jibreel came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 24,000 times. 24,000 times Jibreel was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, I'm digressing. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This ma is nafi, negation. Illa is this na, exception. As we mentioned earlier, ma and illa come together in one sentence. It creates a meaning of total, complete exclusivity. Wama arsalnaka illa. O my Nabi, we have not sent you as anything, illa except rahmah, mercy. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah uses this word specifically. From head to toe, his entire personality was rahmat, was mercy, was compassion. Not lil mu'mineen, not lil muslimin, not lil muwahideen, not lil sa'imin, not lil qanideen, not lil dhakireen, not for a believer, not for a slave of Allah, not for an obedient worshipper of Allah, not for one who will remember Allah, lil alameen. Allah says, we have sent you as a rahmat for every alam. His rahmat, his mercy superseded every alam. So on one occasion, Qadi Ayaz rahimullah mentions this riwayat in his Shifa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Jibreel. He says, O Jibreel, Allah says in his Quran, I have not sent you as anything but a mercy bil alameen. Jibreel, you are included in alameen. You are also part of alameen. In what way was I a mercy to you? Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, when Allah created Jahannam, such a wabal, such a creation of Allah, Rasulullah says on one occasion, he told his Sahaba, La tansawu al-azimatayn, La tansawu al-azimatayn. He said, oh my Sahaba, do not forget the two great things. Sahaba said, وَمَا الْعَظِيمَتَانِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, what are the two great things? He said, الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ. الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ. الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ. Jannat and Jahannam, never forget them. Never forget Jannat and Jahannam. In other words, bring aligned the muzakara of this. Bring aligned the talks of this. Unfortunately, we are living in such an era, such a period, such an environment, where maghibat, the things that are not visible, the things that are not visible, such an effort is being made to try to create this mindset as if they don't exist now. Only that which is apparent. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Allah says, we have made this world, that which is apparent, that which you can see, the industries, the commerce, the rand, the dollars, the pounds, the gold, the silver, the entities of this world. Allah says, we have beautified it, we have made it attractive. Why? Not so that this becomes the sum total perspective of the direction of your life. No. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, we are testing you. What direction does this heart go to? Iman is Iman bil ghayb. Iman is Iman al unseen. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this was the primary effort. To make so much muzakara, so much muzakara. Speak so much, so much, so much about the unseen, that which is unseen becomes the reality. We are living in an environment where it is upside down. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, little boy, he just come to read the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was sitting on the camel behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's age? This incident occurred in Madinah Munawwara. Exact age is not mentioned in the riwayat, but he was probably over 50 years of age. On the other side, a young boy, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns around and addresses him. Ya Ghulam, O Qala Ya Ghulaim, O youngster, Inni Alimuka Kalimat, I want to teach you a few things. The hadith we would have heard, very famous hadith. But such tenets of Iman, such basic fundamental concepts of Tawheed, are mentioned in this hadith, that forget the youngster, an academic, it will take him years. And you will have to write volumes just to explain this one hadith. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعوا على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك ولو اجتمعت على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. This entire hadith is La ilaha illallah. The explanation of La ilaha illallah. Ihfazillaha yahfazka. You want protection? Is protection in weaponry? Is it in science? Is it in technology? Is it in guns? Is it in military technology? Does it lie in the hands of government? Does it lie with any superpower? Are your alarm systems going to protect you? Are the systems that you erect going to protect you?
Allah.
First basic sabak of Iman. La hafidha illallah. La hafidha illallah. There's no protection except in the hands of Allah. Hifazat comes from Allah. Protection comes from Allah. You want protection? Ihfadillah. Guard the right of Allah. Allah will protect you. Ihfadillah tajidhu tujahaka. Guard the right of Allah. You will find Allah with you. Who is being taught this? Allah the Sultan is over 50 years of age addressing this to a youngster. What is the ishara? What is the indication? What is the ta'aleem of the ummah that introduced the muzakara of Iman in front of your youngsters also? In front of your children also. Let every home, that which our elders are crying out, establish the halqa of ta'aleem in every home of the ummah. What has entered the homes of the ummah today? Cry tears of blood, my respected brothers, when you go on Jola. You enter the Muslim home, you introduce into the sitting room, or into the lounge, first thing, 10 inch, 12 inch, 20 inch, 30 inch, 40 inch plasma screen. Curved screen, so many million pixels. Instruments of zina, father, mother, children sitting together, looking at zina taking. Instruments in the homes of the ummah that is eroding and destroying the iman of the ummah. Changing the entire mindset of this ummah. Such an effort of batil is taking place. Right under our noses. Azan is called out, the zina is going on. Azan is called out, the behayai and shamelessness is going on. Majority of the ummah away from the masjid, the few that do come, from that environment, what will they bring to the masjid? Such an effort of batil is taking place. A few years ago, I was in the i'tikaf. Late one night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, when Pakistani brother He entered the cubicle where I was sitting. He's also, mashallah, big size like me. He says, Maulana, I want to ask you something. I said, what? He said, I remember when we were little boys. When we were little boys, when we went to the Qabristan, if one burial is taking place, we looked at the black hole in the ground. We saw the insects, we saw the worms. We saw the frightening manzar and scene of that grave. As the body was being lowered into the ground, it had made such an effect, had left such an impression on us. And when we went home, they switched the light off at night, we couldn't sleep, we were afraid. For the next 2-3 weeks, we saw nightmares. We were afraid it had such an effect upon us. He says, nowadays I observe, the janaza is being carried, the grave is being dug. On the other side, the cell phone with the musical ringtone is ringing. Another youngster is sending WhatsApp messages. Somebody on the other side is taking a phone call. Answers his mobile, when is my container going to be delivered? What happened to my parcel? Business financial transactions taking place right in front of the manzil and scene of mourn. Like one sheikh from Somalia a few weeks ago in our ijtima in South Africa, he said such an effort of batil has taken place that this dunya has made sihr, jadu of us. That which is not a reality has become a reality. That which is an ephemeral existence, a passing phase, this has become the sum total perspective of our existence. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, an-nasu niyam, idha matu intabahu. He used to say, people are sleeping, when they die, they will wake up. That which is a passing phase, mad dunya fil akhirah, illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yambi fal yandun bima yarji'a. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? The fountainhead of all piety, akal and intelligence, supersedes anything given to any creation of Allah. What did he say? What is the reality of dunya compared to akhirat? He says, like you take your finger, put it in the ocean, lift it up. Normally how we translate this hadith? That the droplet of water is the dunya and the entire ocean is akhirat. In reality, this translation is incorrect. Why? Because the droplet of water doesn't remain on your finger, it falls back into the ocean. The wetness on your finger, that is the dunya, and by the qasam of Allah, the entire ocean is after. Yet such an effort of batil, paisa, paisa, paisa. Every direction, this call, acquire the material wealth of this world. Amass the material wealth of this world, the degrees of this world, the comforts of this world, the luxuries of this world. This has become the qibla and direction of humanity. To such an extent that the classes of society also. If somebody has a minimal income, what we say? Lower class person. Middle income, middle class person. He's got a Hugo Boss suit, driving a fancy car, 6 or 7 figure bank balance, then you say VIP. First class. Special person. On the basis of what? On the basis of the material acquisition of this world as if it is going to come with us. Observe the newborn child. When the child comes into the world, the fist of this child is closed. What is the message? Ishara, indication towards the nature and fitrat of this insan that he wants to amass and amass and amass and collect and collect and collect and grasp anything of this dunya that he can get. Such is his avarice, such is his greed. But what is the reality of this dunya? The day when the janaza is being carried. My respected brothers, the hand is open. If you want the fist to close, you have to force it closed. The hand is open. That human being is giving a message to everyone around that, listen, when I came in this world, my fist was closed. I tried to collect as much as I could. Today I am leaving empty-handed. The material things of this world are not coming with us. Then Allah who created this dunya, Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ The things of this world are nothing, nothing, nothing but a deception. This is not the purpose and object of your life. So he says, Maulana, explain to me, how is it? When we were young boys, we saw that scene, we were afraid, 3 weeks we couldn't sleep. Nowadays, the cell phone is going on. Nowadays, the business deal is going on. Nowadays, somebody is planning marches in front of the manzar of scene and in front of the scene of mort. What has happened to cause us to be desensitized like this? I said, you tell me. You tell me why we become desensitized like this. This person outwardly, there was no dindari. Didn't look like a pious person or anything like that. In fact, there was no indication of sunnah on him also. But what an ajeeb answer he gave. He says, Maulana, I think the TV has done this. I don't like to use the word TV. Don't soil the masjid with such words. Call it shaitan box. He said, I think the shaitan box has done this. Whole family, father, mother, children sitting together looking at zina taking place. They are reading from some script that actor dies or actress dies, everyone starts crying. And then next week looking for the same actor or actress in another movie, reading from another script. Where is the akal and intelligence of this ummah? That which Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ وَسَمْعِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ Allah says, why don't you look at those who have made their desires their ilah, their khuda? Their lives are motivated by their desires. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ Despite having knowledge, Allah has deviated. Allah has placed a seal over their eyes, over their hearing. Their hearts have been sealed. فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ Now besides Allah, who is going to guide them? That ummah which was given the Qur'an, that ummah which was given the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah of Khatamun Nabiyyin, that ummah which Allah describes, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You are the best. You are the best of every ummah. Why? أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You were taken out, you were selected, you were chosen for the hidayat of humanity. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Ra'is al-Mufassireen, he explains this term, أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ He says, when Allah conceived you in the womb of your mothers, Allah conceived you for the effort of hidayat. This is not an ordinary ummah. What direction are we going in? Umar radiallahu ta'ala makes tafsir of Ukhrijat linnas. He says, Man sarrahu an yakuna min hadihi al-umma falyuaddi shart Allahi fiha. That person who takes satisfaction, happiness, enjoyment, that Allah has made me from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, falyuaddi shart Allah. Allah says, you are the best of every ummah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, you are happy about this. Then fulfill the shart, the condition, not of Nizamuddin arriving. Not of Mawlana Ilyas and Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. No! Not of any Jamaat organization. Shart Allah! Fulfill the condition that Allah has placed upon. What is that condition? أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You were taken out, selected and chosen by Allah for the effort of Hidayah. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ This is what our elders are saying, jab na karne ke kaam. Jab karne ke kaam nahi karenge, to phir na karne ke kaam karenge. If the ummah will not do what it was supposed to do, then it will do what it was not supposed to do. Such an effort of batil, that which is not real has become real. And when this call is made by, make the muzakirah of iman. Bring the talks of iman and deen in front of your youth. And what we say? What is it? You say, talk about qabr, talk about jannah, talk about jahannam, bring this muzakirah in your home, bring it in your environment. And they say, why are you talking depressing topics? Talk interesting topics. Make us happy, we don't want to be sad. Youngsters are too young. They're too young for this type of talk. They're not too young for cartoons. They're not too young for internet. They're not too young for techno gadgets. But for the talks of Allah and His Rasul, for the talks of Qabr and Akhirat, they're too young. Bahlul Rahmatullah Ali, one day he goes in the marketplace. Some children are playing. One side there is one child sitting and crying. Bahlul goes up to this child and says to him, let me get you a few toys also, you can play with other youngsters. The child looks at Bahlul and he says, Bahlul, I am not crying because I don't have toys. He says, why are you crying? Allahu Akbar, he says, the fear of Jahannam is making me cry. The fear of Jahannam is making me cry. Bahlul doubts the veracity of the statement of this youngster, so he decides to test him. He says, you are still young, this is not your time to be talking about Jahannam, this is your time for playing.
No.
He says, Bahlul, don't make a fool out of me. I've observed that when my mother prepares the fire to cook food, she throws the small twigs in first, then the big branches. I fear Allah will churn Jahannam with us youngsters first, then the elders will be thrown into Jahannam. What brings about this consciousness of Qabr and Akhirat, Jannat and Jahannam in such a young child? Nothing but the environment of the home. When the correct effort is made, when the correct seeds are planted, then the correct crops will come into existence. Just recently, one Jamaat was working in Germany, Masturat Jamaat, they came with Khan Guzari. Rebirth, home of a rebirth. Young German couple. The Masturat Jamaat came back with the Karguzari. They say when the mother, not born Muslim, rebirth, when she wanted to scold the little child who was not behaving, she would threaten the child, when you grow up, if you don't behave and stop messing around, when you grow up, I'm going to make you a doctor or a lawyer, I'm not going to make you a hafiz or alim. To make the child behave, not 14 centuries ago, this is recently. When the correct effort is made, one person brought his child in a wali sahab. He said, Mawlana, make dua for my son. Mawlana said, Ya Allah, make the son of so and so muazzin. This man gets upset. He says, I told you to make dua, not bad-dua. Why did you say doctor, lawyer, engineer, astrophysicist, scientist? Muazzin. At some place in India, what they say, bangi sahab. You don't even want to translate what that term means. But what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. He said, the body of a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, an astrophysicist will become the fodder and the food of the insects of the grave. Allah will make the body of a muazzin haram on the insects. Atwalun nasi anaqan yawm al-qiyamati al-muazzinun. أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ أَعْنَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ. He said the people with the longest necks, in other words the highest rank on the day of judgment, would be those who used to call out Adhan. At that time an announcement would be made, أَلَا وَإِنَّكُمْ جَعَلْتُمْ نَسَبًا وَجَعَلْتُ نَسَبِي جَعَلْتُ أَكْرَمَكُمْ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَبَيْتُمْ وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّ فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ فُلَانِ ابْنَ فُلَانٍ الْيَوْمَ أَبَوْ نَسَبَكُمْ وَأَرْفَعُ نَسَبِي أَيْنَ الْمُتَّقُونَ أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ تَتَجَافَ أَجْنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ أَيْنَ الصَّائِمُونَ. That day an announcement will be made that, listen, you people had one basis of respect, dignity and honor, and we had one basis. What was your basis? That which was apparent. The Hugo Boss suit, the fancy outfit, the youngster stands in front of the mirror. He's got the Ray-Bans on, he's got the gold necklace around his neck. Hours and hours pumping in the gym. Build up his physique and his abs. Looking from this side, looking from that side, admiring himself, cleaning himself. The young girl stands in front of the mirror, looks from different directions. The bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes compared to the twinkling of stars. She thinks she is the Miss Universe of the day of the day and age. Looking from this side, looking from that side, admiring themselves. Why don't we realize, my respected brothers, it is just a few moons. Just a few years will pass. What cosmetics are you going to use? What botox treatment are you going to use? What facial surgery are you going to use? What instrument are you going to use to delay the onset of the ravages of time? That which Quran says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Those who we take to old age, we bring a reverse. We bring a reverse in your creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you understand this world is temporary? This world is temporary. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived by the rising sun. Look at the setting sun. Do not be deceived by the dance of music and revelry and haram. Go to the Qabristan. Go to the graveyard. Don't go to the parties. Don't fall into a trap by listening to the merriment and the laughter. Go to those homes. Observe those elderly fathers who had such hopes and aspirations over their young children. My son will become this, my son will become that. Today that same elderly father is carrying the janazah of that son on his back. Listen to the cry of that widow. Listen to the heart-rending sobbing of that widow who has lost her husband, and understand the reality of this life. This dunya is not everything. Allah has not created us for this dunya. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, do you think we created this world? We created you in this world without a purpose? For these vain amusements? Rands, dollars, cents, gold, silver, diamonds. Amass and amass and amass. What is coming with us? What is coming with us? It is coming with us. Go to that graveyard. How many times the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they would narrate incidents from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi was in Baqi, my Nabi was leaning against the wall of Baqi, my Nabi was leaving Baqi, my Nabi was entering Baqi, this occurred, that occurred. What is the message? The amount of time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend in the graveyard. He encouraged his ummah, go to the graveyard. Stand there in front of those qabrs. Read that plaque, the name is there, the date is there. 2 years have passed, 3 years have passed, 4 years have passed, 5 years have passed. How many more years do I have? How much more time do I have? How much extension has Allah given me? What is the direction of my life? How much longer am I going to be in this deception every day? Every day that qabr, that 4 foot by 2 foot hole in the ground is calling out, Anabaytul Dood, Anabaytul Dulma, Anabaytul Wahda, Anabaytul Wahsha. I am the home of insects, I am the home of worms, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. That qabr is calling out. My Nabi said, do not forget Jannah. Do not forget Jahannam. These things are calling out every day. Jannah is making dua to Allah. Every day Jahannam is making dua to Allah. How much longer are we going to be in this deception? How much longer is the glitter and glamour of this world around us going to entice us and deceive us? The whole of humanity is waiting. This is not an ordinary ummah. This is not an ordinary ummah. This is that ummah that Allah sent, Allah selected, Allah sent, Allah selected to take humanity out of this deception. And we ourselves have fallen into this. Our elders are beseeching us, they are begging us, bring alive the halqa of ta'aleem in your home. Qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, such fitnas, such darkness has entered the homes of the ummah. That haya, shame, modesty has become an unknown entity. Hidden away in some cave. The perception of haya is no more there. Our elders are saying some simple tarteeb we have taught you. Simple tarteeb we have given you. Bring alive this halqa of ta'aleem. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the whole family sit together. Not a single day must pass in the home of the ummah, but this amal must come alive. Allah will use this amal to dispel the darkness that is in the homes of the ummah. Everyone say inshallah. Inshallah from today we'll bring alive this halqa of ta'aleem. Father, mother and children. Recently one jamaat from Sri Lanka came to South Africa. Masturat jamaat. They were giving Kaarguzari, they say in Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka, daily ta'aleem, not masjid ta'aleem, home ta'aleem. They said daily home ta'aleem they are making 1.5 hours. Allah. We are something like, what we think? Where's the time? Where's the time? For internet there's time. for TV there's time, for techno gadgets there's time, for everything else there's time, but for Qala Allah and Qala Rasulullah there's no time. We have to make the time. We have to make the time. This ummah has to get its priorities in order on that day. That coming back to what we were saying earlier, the angel will announce that, listen, you had one basis of respect, dignity and honor. We had one basis. What was your basis? What was apparent? What was apparent? The things of dunya. On the basis of that, you accorded dignity and honor. Allah says, our basis, inna akramakum atqakum. Inna akramakum atqakum. The most honored amongst you is the one who will have the most taqwa of Allah. Al-yawma abaw nasabakum wa arfa'u nasabi. Today your basis of respect has come to an end. Our basis is established. Ayn al-muttaqoon, where are the people of taqwa? Ayn al-ladina tatajafa junubuhum anil madaja. Where are those who in the dead of night used to get up and cry before Allah? Where are those? Ayn al-ladina tatajafa junubuhum anil madaja. Where are those who used to separate their backs from their beds in the dead of night and cry before Allah? Outwardly you look at that person in the dead of night, he's standing on the musalla, outwardly he looks like he's suffering. He's crying, he's sobbing, tears are falling down his cheeks, he looks like he's in grief, in sorrow. But wallah, my respected brothers, wallah, that person in the dead of night on the musalla, as those hot, hot tears are pouring down his cheeks, outwardly it appears that he is sad and full of sorrow, but inside Allah gives him that lazzat, that ecstasy, that enjoyment that nothing in this world can ever compare. Ibrahim bin Adam rahimullah used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, alazzu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. The people of tahajjud salah, the people of Allah's munajat, the people of Allah's ta'alluq, Allah gives them that lazzat and that ecstasy that you will never find in the activities of this world. People are looking for inner comfort. They are looking for peace. They are looking for chain. They are looking to put out this fire that is raging in the hearts of humanity. They are looking to put it out in what? In the haram music of this world. In the zina of this world, in the haram activities of this world, in the five-star hotels, five-star holidays, running behind the glitter and glamour of this world. Like one poet puts it like this, nowadays what they do, they even build bathroom on aeroplanes. Sobar chaman mehka, sobar bahar aayi, dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanhai. Amass and amass. Chase after the luxuries and comforts of this world. Scientific, technological advancement behind it, what? Behind it, the passions and desires of this human being, searching and searching and searching. But what is happening? The inner darkness is increasing all the time. Why? Because this thirst, this fire that is raging in the hearts of humanity is not anything to do with the body of this human being. This fire, this thirst is coming from the ruh and the soul of insan. My Nabi said, Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Naturally, intrinsically, Allah has placed this quality in every human being, every newborn child. Allah has placed this quality in the ruh and the soul of that insan, that this ruh and soul will call out for Allah. It will search for Allah. It will search for the solace, for the comfort, for the chain, for the peace, for the itminan that Allah has kept in the way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I am thirsty, no one has to tell me to look for the water. When I am hungry, no one has to tell me to look for food. It is part of the essence, intrinsic quality of this human being that you will look for these things. Allah has kept it in us in exactly the same way Allah has created every human being with this inner thirst, inner desire to search for Allah. This ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the responsibility to show humanity the way to find Allah. To show humanity the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To address this world. This world generally is a place of duk, a place of pain, a place of hardship, a place of sickness, a place of calamity. We are trying to make it into Jannah. But the reality, this world is not the Jannah of this human being. This world is a passing phase. It is Allah's examination room. Generally people are suffering. Generally people are in hardship. Generally people are in difficulty. What is the marham? What is the solace? What is the comfort when a person raises his hands and says, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Allahumma. When he takes Allah's name, more than half the pain and the dukh is absorbed just in taking Allah's name. Just in turning to Allah, Allah calls out, Man dhalladhi da'ani falam ulabbihi. Man dhalladhi qara ala babi falam aftahla. Who is there that called out to me and I didn't respond to him? Who is there that knocked at my door and the door was not opened for him? There is no other solution. Humanity is chasing behind what? Haram music. What they say, music is food for the soul. Chasing behind zina, chasing behind intoxicants, chasing behind drugs. One jamaat gave karguzari. Allahu Akbar. Such an environment. They say they met one child psychologist. So the Amir of the Jamaat asked the child psychologist that do children also need psychiatric treatment? What was the response? He said, he addressed that Amin. They said, Amin sahab, if you phone up my surgery, the next available appointment is in 3 years' time. What is behind this? Humanity is searching. Is searching to try to put out this inner fire. Trying to quench this thirst. But trying to quench it and put out the fire. In the haram activities of this world. In the music of this world. In the sharab of this world. In the zina of this world. If this fire could be put out, if that inner solace and comfort could be found in these things, then my respected brothers, the Quran of my Allah will be lying. And the Quran of my Allah does not lie. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Verse upon verse Allah says, Quran is haq, Quran is haq, Quran is haq. Allah calls out, Allah, listen. This word Allah is like you take someone and you shake him, you conscientize him. Allah, bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Only in obedience of Allah, only in the ta'alluq of Allah, only in the remembrance of Allah will this heart ever find peace and comfort. We are looking for it elsewhere. Allah has not kept it there. Why? Because this cry is coming from the ruh and the soul of insan. And this ruh and soul only knows Allah. It only knows the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no greater welfare work. There is no greater benefaction of humanity that any person can do but to introduce this person to Allah and the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This muzakara of iman, this da'wat of iman, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, we have to bring it on our tongues. We have to go person to person. We have to go individual to individual. And we have to learn to speak about Allah, call towards Allah. That day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was his life? Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. Allah described his Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, oh my Nabi, for you in the day is a swim in the sea of humanity. Person to person, gali to gali, alley to alley in Makkah Mukarramah. What was the activity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Going to one person, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah and you will be successful. This muzakara of iman is to come alive. We have to learn to start speaking about Allah's greatness. We speak about everything else. We speak about everything else when this call is made by speak about Allah. Invite towards Allah. Bring the muzakara of Allah. Make qurbani. Take out time. Go in the path of Allah. Come in this environment of iman. This is the hospital of today. This is the ship of Nuh alayhi salam of today. This is to take us out of the deception of the direction our lives are going in. What we say, why you knock on my door, go knock on some other door. I am practicing upon thee. We have to put the brakes, my respected brother. The clock of our life is ticking. The clock of our life is ticking. Coming back to that same incident, I'm digressing, this Pakistani brother. Unfortunately, time is very limited. One thing leads to another thing. This Pakistani brother is telling me, he says, Maulana, I think the TV has caused this problem, that today we have become so desensitized. And then what he says, you know, we need to lose weight. He says, we need to lose weight. He says, you know what I should do? I should take a bin bag, put it over my body and jump and run, so that I start perspiring. A little while later, he's telling me, you know what? Let's not lose the weight. I said, why you change your mind? He says, it's very difficult. He says, you know what? Somebody else dies, they'll bury him, they'll forget about him next day. But you and I die, when they have to carry us to the graveyard, the shoulders will be paining for the next 1 month. They'll make dua for us every day. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back to that incident, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Jibreel, that, oh Jibreel, you are also in Alameen. You are also in Alameen. How was I a rahmat and a mercy for you? Jibreel responds and he says, Ya Rasulullah, when Allah created Jahannam, when Allah created Jahannam, such a wabal, such a curse, such a creation of Allah, Quran describes, إِنَّهَا لَغَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُو مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى فِي سَمُومِ وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم. Allah says it will be a raging, blazing fire. It will scorch the skin of man. إن الذين كفروا بآياتنا سوف نسليهم نارا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. Allah says those who have belied our signs, soon we will enter them into a blazing fire. Every time one layer of skin gets burnt, we will replace it with another layer. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, so that they can continue tasting the azab of Jahannam. The largest organ in the body of a human being is the skin. 4 million pores Allah Ta'ala has kept in the skin of this human being. Scientists recently have discovered that the sensory or the nerve cells by which you perceive pain are located in the skin. Remove the skin of a person, you will not feel any pain. Allah says, each time one layer of skin is burnt, we will replace it with another layer so that they can continue tasting the azab of Jahannam. However, the width of a normal human being, the skin, is 1 centimeter. In the riwayat, it comes that the width of the skin of a Jahannami will be 85 feet long. Such a creation of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mi'raj, he saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. This month of Rajab, generally we remember the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recently, a few years ago in the Middle East, there was a party. One of the prominent families, very, very wealthy families. What was the subject matter of the party? One Arab youngster had been selected to become an astronaut. So they were saying that this would be the first Arab in space. The first Arab in space. There was one knowledgeable person at the party who was invited there. He says, bhai, you people are mistaken. He's not the first Arab in space. He said, who was the first Arab? What are you talking about? Without an astronaut suit, without an astronaut suit, who was the first Arab in space? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. From masjid al-haram to masjid al-aqsa, through the seven heavens, right up to the Sidratul Muntaha, It comes in the riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the beauty of it, you cannot even imagine. The vastness of it, you cannot even imagine. At that point, Jibreel says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Nabi, I cannot also go further. If I take one step further, I will be burnt to ashes. That is only permission for one creation of Allah to go beyond this point, and that is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Qadi Ayaz, Rahimahullah, in his Shifa, he mentions the riwayat. Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu anhu is the narrator. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Faraqani Jibreel, Faraqani Jibreel, Jibreel left me. When Qata'atil Aswad, there was total, complete silence. He had gone to a point no other creation of Allah had ever been. When Qata'atil Aswad, there was total, complete silence. All of a sudden, فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي. He said, I heard the voice of my Allah addressing me. لِيَهْدَأْ رَوْعُكْ. Do not be afraid. يَا حَبِيبِي أُدْنُ أُدْنُ أُدْنُ. Oh my beloved, go even further, go even further, go even further. That maqam, that status of qurb with Allah that no other creation had ever reached. And what did Allah give him? What was the gift of Mi'raj? What did he come back with? He saw Jannah. He saw Jahannam. What did Allah give him on Mi'raj? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, beautifully he says, لِلْعَبْدِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ مَوْقِفَانِ مَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ وَمَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. He said, for the slave of Allah, for the slave of Allah, there are two occasions when he will stand in Allah's court. There are two occasions when he will have to present himself in Allah's court. What is the first occasion? Five times a day when Allah's Muazzin calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What is that call, shopkeeper? Allah is greater than your business. College student, Allah is greater than your degree. Farmer, Allah is greater than your agriculture. Allahu Akbar. That caller of Allah is calling out. Turn to Allah. Hayya al-salah. Hayya al-falah. Come to success. Come to your Allah. He says there are two occasions. Two occasions in your life when you will have to present yourself in Allah's court. The first occasion is five times every day when Allah's caller summons you to the masjid. لِلْعَبْدِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ مَوْقِفَانِ مَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. The first standing is the standing on the musalla five times every day. Like the poet says, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَفْرَعُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says when a person says, Allahu Akbar, takbir ula, the first takbir, he is Allah's rahmat and mercy rains down. Every boundary, every obstacle, every distance between him and Allah is removed. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taken on Mi'raj and given that medium, that wasta for his ummah that will cause everyone to present themselves in Allah. وَكَانَ كَعَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ. What is his example? His example is like that person who is knocking, knocking where? Knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. Knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا. When he starts his salah, he's in direct munajat with Allah. He's talking to Allah. فَيَا تُوبَاهُ. What is this يَا تُوبَاهُ? Mubarak. Congratulations to you, the poet says, Lo kana yakhsha'u, if only you would have khushu in that salah. If only you would be attentive in that salah. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ. Ibn al-Qayyim says, the one who will fulfill the right of the first standing. The first standing in salah, Allah will make the second standing in his court on the day of judgment easy. Everyone, there will be two times you will have to present yourself in Allah's court. One on the musalla, the other on the day of judgment. Fulfill this haq, Allah will make that one easy for you. وَمَنْ إِسْتَهَانَ بِهَادَ الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدَ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. He says, the one who will not fulfill the haq of this standing, And Allah protect us. Allahumma la tajalna minhum. Allah will make the second standing difficult. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taken on Mi'raj, was given this gift, such a gift, that Daniel alayhi salam said, Inna Allah ta'ala a'ta ummata Muhammad, that Allah ta'ala gave the ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a salah, such a salah, such a salah, lo sallaha qawmu nuhin ma ghuriku. If the ummat of Nuh alayhi salam was given the salah, they would never have drowned. وَلَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ عَادْ أَوْ قَوْمُ ثَمُودْ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمُ وَمَا أَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةُ If the same salah that was given to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given to قَوْمِ عَادْ أَوْ قَوْمِ ثَمُودْ, that azab of Allah which befell those nations would never have befallen. Such a salah this Ummah was given. This question, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel responds, Oh my Nabi, when Allah created Jahannam, when Allah created Jahannam, Jibreel says, I saw Jahannam, this fear entered my heart. This fear entered my heart that perhaps I also will go to Jahannam. Malaika were not told that you will become the stones of Jahannam. Allah said this to insan, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. This was not said to Malaika. This was said to insan. Yet Jibreel says, when I saw Jahannam, this fear entered my heart that perhaps I may enter into Jahannam. Then Allah sent me with the Quran to you. And in that Quran, what does Allah say? Allah describes Jibreel. Innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem, dhi quwwatin, inda dhil arshi makin, muta'a, thumma ameen. Somewhere else Allah says, wa innahu latanzeelu rabbil alameen, nazala bihi ruhul ameen. Allah describes Jibreel as muta'a, as amanat dar, as an angel of authority, as the selected angel of Allah, as the chosen of Allah. He said, in Allah's Quran, which Allah sent me with to you, Allah described me like this, I got solace and comfort that now perhaps I will be saved from Jahannam. This is how your rahmat and your mercy embraced me also. Such a Nabi the Ummat was given. In Mi'raj he saw Jahannam, he saw Jannat. Such a Jannat, such a Jannat. أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ Nabi Abbas Rasim quotes the direct words of Allah. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, I have prepared such a Jannat. No eye has ever seen. No ear has ever heard. No mind has ever imagined. Allahu Akbar. Sight of human being is limited. There's only so much you can see. See front, you can't see the eye. Look to the right, you can't see to the left. Sight is limited. Hearing is limited. How much are you going to listen? How far are you going to listen? But one faculty Allah has placed no limitation upon is the imaginative ability of a human being. Yet, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah says, imagine and imagine and imagine and imagine whatever you want. I have prepared such a Jannah, it is beyond your imagination. You can't even imagine what Allah has prepared. The lowest Jannati, lowest Jannati. The lowest Jannati, the last person to enter into Jannah. Allah will say to this person, Tamanna, desire what you want. Imagine you call somebody and say, I'm giving you 1 minute. I'm giving you 1 minute, desire what you want. In 1 minute, how much he can ask? How many things he can say in 60 seconds? Allah will say to the lowest Jannati, desire whatever you want. How much time will Allah give him? 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, 3 days and 3 nights. 3 days and 3 nights, Allah will say, desire whatever you want. He will ask, Allah will grant. He will ask, Allah will grant. He will ask, Allah will grant. This is the lowest Jannah. The last person to come into Jannah. Allah will grant and grant and grant and grant till eventually his thought processes, his imaginative ability will have come to an end, run out. He will run out of gas or petrol. He will say, Ya Allah, I cannot ask anything more. I have run out, finished, nothing more. I can't even desire anything more. What will Allah say to him? قَدْ رَضِيْتُ بِدُونِ مَا يَحِقُّ لَكَ قَدْ رَضِيْتُ بِدُونِ مَا يَحِقُّ لَكَ You have become satisfied with less than that which I wanted to give. Never mind what you have asked, I am giving you that what you haven't asked, which is beyond your imagination. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُنَ فِيهَا Allah says, for you in Jannah, in whatever you want, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد And from our side, they will be given more than that. Such a Jannah! Imagine my respected brothers, Huzur-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Mi'raj. He saw Jannah, he saw Jahannam. What must have been the death? What must have been the pain? He's in Medina Munawwara. Janaza of a Jew is going. Janaza. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is crying. Sahaba say, Alayhi Sallam, Yahudi, and Ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, is it not a Jew? Is it not a Jew? Why are you crying? What is the response? Alayhi Sallam, Nafsun tafallatat minni. أَلَيْسَتْ نَفْسٌ تَفَلَّتَتْ مِنِّي Is it not another ummati of mine that is going to Jahannam forever? Is it not another human being that is going to Jahannam forever? Why should I not cry? Abu Jahal! Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said he is the Fir'aun of this ummah. Then he goes so many times to Abu Jahl. In the books of Tariq, it is recorded that one day Abu Jahl says to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that, Oh Muhammad, stop coming to me. I will give witness in the court of your Allah that you conveyed the message.
Allah.
Where is this dard today? Where is this concern and compassion for humanity today? My shop, my job, my business, my livelihood, my wife, my children. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ Allah says you were taken out for humanity. Hakam bin Qaisan, the leader of the Yamama tribe, after a long battle he's taken captive. Brought into Masjid Nabawi, Nabi Sassan gives him dawat, and then dawat, and then dawat. He doesn't want to accept. Umar bin Ali gets frustrated. Ya Rasulullah, da'ni adrib anuqahu wa yadhab ila ummihi al-hawiyah. Ya Rasulullah, give me permission, let me take his head off, let him go to Jahannam. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَا نَارٌ حَامِيَا What is Hawiya? Allah says, do you know what is Hawiya? It is a raging fire. Umar says, let me take his head off, let him go to Jahannam. Nabi Sassan doesn't listen to Umar radiallahu anhu. Continues giving dawah. Finally, Hakam bin Qaisan says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Brings iman upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sassan turns to Umar, لَوْ أَتَعْتُ فِيكَ الْآنَ لَدَخَلَ النَّارِ Omar, if I had listened to you, he would have went to Jahannam forever. He would have went to Jahannam forever and ever. Where is this perception in this ummah of this responsibility? In Uhud, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, where is my uncle Hamza? Finally, when he comes upon the remains of Hamza, what was the ta'alluq? Uncle, nephew, but same age. Abdul Muttalib took a new wife, he got Abdullah married to Amina same day. One year later, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is born. One year later, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib is born. So, Waiba, the slave girl of Abu Lahab, breastfeeds Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she breastfeeds Hamza also. Uncle and nephew, same age, foster brothers. They grew up together. Such was the bond of affection. Finally, when he comes upon the remains of Hamza, one is Hamza is Shaheed, but not just Shaheed, ear cut off, nose cut off, chest ripped open, heart removed, lungs removed, intestines removed, like a fish gets skeleton. Imagine what it must have been for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to see his uncle in that condition. Sahaba say they had never heard him crying volubly, but he could hear the sound of his crying except on that occasion. Allah had to console him. Jibreel was sent. We have written on our arsh, Hamza to Asadullah wa Asadu Rasulihi. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu eulogizes that occasion. He says, Bakat aini wa hukka laha bukaha wa ma yughnil bukahu wa lal awilu على أسد الإله غداة قالوا أهمزة ذاته الرجل القتيل أصيب المسلمون به جميعا هناك وقد أصيب به الرسول عليه سلام ربي في جنان يخالطها نعيم لا يزول. He says the tears are falling down the cheeks of the Ummah, and why should it not be so? The lion of Allah, Hamza, lies upon the battlefield. This has hurt the Ummah, it has hurt the Nabi of this Ummah. Oh Hamza, may the salams of my Allah be upon you, for you will now be in a Jannah wherein you will only know bounties and no difficulties. Such was the hurt. It was well known that the one that had done this was Wahshi. Wahshi knew what hurt he had caused. Sahaba were on the lookout for him. What does he do? He disguises himself, covers his face, comes into Masjid al-Nabawi, presents himself in front of Rasulullah, removes the veil from in front of his face. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. The Nabi didn't know what Wahshi looked like. Sahaba recognized him. The moment they recognized him, the swords were out. Ya Rasulullah Wahshi. Or Nabi of Allah, it is Wahshi. In other words, give us permission to take his head off. Straight away Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, leave him alone. La Islamu rajulin wahidin ahabba ilayya min qatli alfi kafir. One person's Islam, one person's hidayat is more beloved to me than 1,000 disbelievers be killed. Wahshiyun anta? Are you Wahshi? He says, yes, naam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, uqud, sit, come closer. 8 years have passed. Understand this, my respected brothers. 8 years have passed. Still the wound is festering. Akhbirni kayfa qatalta ammi. Wahshi, tell me, how did you kill my uncle? Hamza was a lion. Wahshi relates the entire incident. Mutim bin Adi had offered in revenge for Badr, that bring me the head of either Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali bin Abi Talib, or Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. Any one of the three of you are a free man. Wahshi described the entire incident. He said, I went on the Maidan of Uhud. You were not my target. I felt you would be protected. Hamza was not my target. In my sleep also, I was afraid of Hamza. If you're sleeping, I was afraid of him. My target was Ali bin Abi Talib. But I observed Hamza was fighting ferociously. But his gaze was not roving left and right. I realized he could be my target, I hid. Pandemonium broke out. A false rumor was spread that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Na'udhu Billahi Shaheed. In that confusion, Wahshi got the opportunity, flung the dagger. It pierced through the chest of Hamza, came out from the other side. As Hamza turned towards him with the blood spurting from his body, Wahshi says, even in that condition, I turned around and I started running, so afraid of Hamza I was. As I started running, I heard the call, Ya Aba Amara, Ya Aba Amara, Hamza has become Shaheed. Sahaba say, like rain droplets, the tears were falling down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have heard this entire incident recounted like this. He looked at Wahshi and he said, Wahshi, Allah has guided you to Islam. Better your Islam, beautify your Islam. But I have one request. What was the request? He said, غَيِّبْ عَنِّي وَجْهَكْ. غَيِّبْ عَنِّي وَجْهَكْ. Avoid coming in front of me. Because every time I see your face, I'm going to be reminded about my uncle. Understand the veracity of this, my respected brothers. He could not bear to see his face. But he made him radiallahu anhu. He made him a Jannati. He had fikr for his hidayat also. He couldn't bear to see his face. Where is this dard in the Ummah today? Where is this concern and worry in the Ummah? Where is even the realization? The beloved daughter of Rasulullah, Zainab radiallahu anha, pregnant. She did not pose a threat to anyone. She was leaving Makkah alone. Habab bin Aswad attacks her. The cousin of Rasulullah takes his dagger, pierces into the stomach of Zainab radiallahu anha. She loses the child, falls off the camel, rolls down the hill, blood spurting from her body. For 6 years, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees his daughter suffering like this, till eventually she succumbs to the wound. on the occasion of Fateh Makkah, the same Habar bin Aswad. The same Habar bin Aswad comes before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asks for forgiveness. One side is the father. 6 years, Zainab radiallahu anha suffered. Then he turns to Habar bin Aswad, قَدْ عَفَوْتُ عَنْكَ قَدْ عَفَوْتُ عَنْكَ I have forgiven you. وَالْإِسْلَامُ يَجُبُّ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ Not only have I forgiven you, Allah has forgiven you. Your Islam, your Hidayat has wiped out your past. وَنَهَى النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ عَنْ سَبِّهِ وَالتَّعَرُّضِ لَهُ He prohibited Sahaba from even reminding Habar about what he had done. Or taunting him for what he had done. Such was the dard, such was the pain, such was the compassion, such was the concern for humanity in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same fikr was transmitted into the lives of Sahaba Ikram, where one Sahabi was made to understand that his day had to become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His night, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His fikr and cry that of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that on the plains of Mina and Arafat. He stood in front of that majma. What was the pain in the heart? What was the cry in the heart? What was the concern in the heart? Not for that majma in front of him. With regards to them, Allah had revealed that basharat and glad tidings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that no other Nabi had received. That kullan wa'ada Allahul husna. Kullan. What does this kullan mean, O my Nabi? Sahaba of Makkah, kullan. Sahaba of Hijrat, kullan. Sahaba of Medina, kullan. Sahaba of Badr, kullan. Sahaba of Hudaybiyah, kullan. Sahaba of Hunayn, kullan. Sahaba of Fateh Makkah, kullan. Every Sahabi, kullan. Wa'ada Allahul husna. Allah promises they are jannati. Who was the cry for? Who was the concern for? Who was the worry for? La nabiyya ba'di, wa la ummata ba'da ummati. He said, no other nabi to come after me. No other ummat to come after this ummat. فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ This is the responsibility of da'wat and tabliq. I am handing it over to my ummat. His worry was for the last person to come before Qiyamah. Then how one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah? I respected brothers, this is not the work of some organization. This is not 3 days, 40 days and 4 months, no. This call that is being made, this wake-up call that is being made, that by take out some time, come in this environment of Iman, go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come in this environment for us to learn what is our responsibility. What was the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was his night? What was his cry? What was his fikr? Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they heard from my Nabi that to make one salah in the haram of Makkah is 100,000 salah in your local masjid. How long will that take you? 55 years, 6 months and 20 days. 5 salah in the haram of Makkah, 277 years, 7 months and 10 days in your local masjid. They heard this from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with full amanat dari, they conveyed it to the ummah. They heard from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one salah in the haram of Medina is 1,000 salah in your local masjid. They heard this and they conveyed it to the ummah. Yet the same sahaba that conveyed this, more than 90% of them, their graves are not in Makkah and Medina. Their graves are not in Makkah and Medina. Their graves are scattered throughout the entire world. A living testimony for the ummah till Qiyamah that this is an ummah. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ Allah has taken you out. Allah has selected you. Allah has chosen you for the hidayat of humanity. The legacy of rahmat and mercy and compassion of humanity of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was handed over to this ummah. Our day has to become his day. Our night has to become his night. To understand that responsibility, we are encouraged, my respected brothers. First step, if we haven't been, very, very quickly, a lot of time has been taken. Allah reward every one of you for your qurbani, for your sacrifice. Say ameen. My respected brothers, now please, we are making a humble appeal. No one disturbs the tashkil. The first step for us to understand our responsibility, if we haven't been for 4 months, now is the time, stand up and give our name. Inshallah, to go for 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brother. Who else, mashallah? Four months in the path of Allah. Immediately, Ramadan, or at least as soon as possible, let us make niyat, inshallah. Come, my respected brother.
Niyat al-wise, why?
This 4 months holiday starting 2 weeks after.
After 2 weeks, 4 months holidays for all universities.
Youngsters are getting holidays 2 weeks time. We can make here, inshallah, 4 months to go in the month this year. Come and listen.
4 months.
You want those brothers that haven't made here before. Now is the time to make here. Break the back of Shaitan. Turn to Allah, ask from Allah. Allah is the one that takes, Allah is the one that opens the way, my sir.
Mashallah.
Who else, mashallah? Stand up, mashallah.
Who else, mashallah?